So hey, this is Peter. The following audio you're about to hear was recorded at the Dublin Coffee Tea Festival 2014. It took place just recently at the RDS, the 12th to the 14th of September. The tickets and the reason I got there, or how I got there, I guess, was the fact that the gentlemen and ladies of Two Spots Coffee, they're the unofficial coffee suppliers to the Sideshow, had passed on two complimentaries to come along. Also within that, there was a farmer, a coffee farmer that is, from the Republic of Indonesia, who I wanted in particular to interview. But the trouble was that, I guess I say trouble, not really, was that on my way to get there, to get to him, to talk to the people who I knew there, there were just so many voices, and I thought it may be of interest to record a few snippets of some of them. So up on sideshow.com, accompanying the audio, is a photograph of all of the voices and a link to all of the people who I spoke to as well, if you wanted to get some more information on them. We weren't paid for this, did it off our own backs. It's just out of the goodness of my health, because it's one of those things that you do. Some people play golf, I guess, and some enjoy coffee and the stories behind it. If you want any further information, I am at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. The radio show where Nathaniel's interview will air, that's Nathaniel from the Republic of Indonesia, is sideshow.com or at sideshow on Twitter. In the meantime, the 15 odd approximate voices will run one straight through to the other, and that is it. I hope you enjoy it. Take care, Sloan, and thanks to Two Spots. Oh, and Glenisk for the yogurts. Well done. Cheers, lads. Bye.
Hello, my name is Kevin McLaughlin, and I'm the owner of Coffee Mojo. So we roast single origin coffees down in Wicklow, from all over the world, like from Central America, from South America, from Africa, and from Indonesia, you know. So we try and really highlight what these different origins have to offer in terms of flavor profiles, etc., you know.
Wicklow. Far away, coffee bean trees. Why the very strong interest? All of a sudden, or all of a sudden?
No, not really all of a sudden. Actually, my interest in coffee goes back to Russia, when I lived in Russia for a number of years, about 12 years, and I got involved in a coffee roasting business there. And when I returned to Ireland, after spending some time doing a bit of corporate type of work and cubicle-based work, I decided I got to do something different, and I recalled my early career, if you like, in coffee in Russia. So I decided, listen, I'm going to get into coffee roasting, because at that time there was very little on offer in terms of more premium grade coffees. There were a few operators, but definitely there was room for more, and there is still room for more people in this market, in the Irish market.
If people wanted to find out more or get in touch, how did they do that?
Coffeemojo.ie. I have a website, you know, you can sort of find me on the website, and I have an online delivery service, so open for all.
Hi, my name's Steve. I'm from Espresso Tech, a service department and a refurb department in Dundalk. So we basically refurb coffee machines, sell coffee machines, basically anything to do with coffee machines and grinders.
I'm at Dublin Tea and Coffee Festival in the RDS. Steve, tell me the cost of the machines that I'm looking at. There's one directly in front of me. It looks like something I'd find in a diner in the United States. It's got three of those things that you see the mocha chaka latatino makers bounce up into the thing and make a lot of noise out of it, and then steam comes out of it. How much does one cost?
Starting off, base start is around $2,950, and they can range up to, the Keys van der Westen can range up to anywhere up to 15,000 sterling from Holland.
That's a car, Steve. That's a car.
Probably the same price as a car, I know, but that's unfortunately what they cost, like, you know.
I can go down to my local super duper garden center, superstore type hardware place, or whatever the case may be, electronics store, and they will do a coffee machine for about €30. What's the difference between the one that they do and the one that you have for, let's say, €3,000?
Basically, the one they do is just probably a pour of a coffee machine, which just basically pours 90 degree water through coffee grain. That's it. And basically, our machines now are actually pressurized coffee machines that serve coffee through at between 90 and 94 degrees, and has steam pressure anywhere from 1 bar to 1.4 bar to produce steam, to produce your milk on demand when you want it.
How many cups of coffee, let's say, can a 30 euro coffee machine do, hypothetically speaking? You know, I'm not going to pin you on this one, but over its lifetime.
Yeah, it's hard to know. The basic coffee machine that you're buying for 30 euro might make, you know, one or two a day, that's it. The ones we do, even our commercial pour of us, can make up to 40 pots a day, so, and work for probably 5-6 years, no problem.
Wow. If people want to find out more about these, God almighty, I'd marry one of these things, run away with it, I don't know. If they wanted to find out more, do you have a website? Are you on the Twitter thing?
Our website is www.espressotech.ie. We are on Facebook. We're not on, I think we are on Twitter, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
How you doing? I'm Sean Conville here from Two Spots Coffee.
Sean, Two Spots Coffee, you've been on the Sod Show before. You are much famed in the North County of Dublin. Can you explain to those at home just what you are doing in the RDS Coffee and Tea Show? More coffee than anything else, I should add. And a little bit about Two Spots Coffee.
Two Spots Coffee, we started up probably about 2 years ago. Started off from my father's business. He had two cafes that he was running, managing, you know, which... hence the name, Two Spots, is where you got it from. Set up then, started to sit down looking at the costs within the two cafes and realised that coffee was one of the biggest costs. So started looking a little bit more into the coffee and, you know, and how it was developed and what was involved, and realised that, you know, the whole roasting side of it and the whole roasting process that we could, was something probably that we could possibly do ourselves. So, and then it sort of went from there. We developed started off at one blend, developed into three blends, started off supplying our two cafes, and then once we knew that we had the right blends, started moving out to different customers, and started off at one customer, and one turned into 10, and then and so on.
You've got mildly unusual names for your coffee blends. Do you want to give me the three names?
The three names we named them. The first one was called Bang Bang. It was after different types of famous Dublin characters. One was Bang Bang. Some people may remember him. So he runs around. He was running around with like an old church key throughout the streets of Dublin, shooting after the old Dublin trams. You know, shouting Bang Bang. So then you had Johnny 40 Coats. Then was the stronger one. So we had him. Then he had like 40 different types of coats. And then, you know, so he went around just sort of wearing 40 coats because obviously the cold weather and stuff, so sort of freezing. So PJ Marlowe was his name. Bang Bang's name is Thomas Dudley. And then Skin the Goat then was James Fassaritz. He was the third blend that we came up with, who drove the cab for the Phoenix Park murders back in 1882. So just different types of blends, different types of Dublin characters, just something really to... give people something to read while they're drinking the lovely coffee.
Wow, indeed. If people want to find out more, I know you're on the Twitter thing as twospots_coffee. You have a website which is twospots.ie. And other than that, if you really want to get a masterful cup of coffee, you have a cafe, just one, not two anymore, just one. It's in Swords. Do you want to tell people where?
Yeah, so we moved out to Swords. We had a cafe then out there. It's in Bereva Shopping Centre there in Swords, so near Airside.
Excellent stuff, Sean. Have a great day. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thanks, Peter.
Okay, I'm Nathaniel Charis. I'm from Indonesia, West Java, and I'm a coffee farmer.
My name is Joseph Smith. I'm the sales director of a company called Marco Beverage Systems. We're an Irish manufacturer of water boilers and filter coffee machines. And we're here at the Dublin Tea and Coffee Festival to support the trade and the industry, so we have a lot of equipment. Well, the steam is generally made by the espresso machine, which is really for espresso-based beverages. What we do water, hot water systems, and that's for making tea. So we have precision equipment that is very, very accurate for producing exact temperatures for the correct temperature for producing tea, which can be different for black tea to white tea to green tea. So that's mainly our business, as well as making filter coffee machines.
If people wanted to find out more about what you do for a living, is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, www.marcobeverysystem.com.
Excellent stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself.
Actually, my name is Dilip Mendes. I'm from Basilea Tea. and I'm the official basilite distributor for Ireland. Yeah, at the moment, we are looking for shops or retail places to supply our brand, and this is coming all the way from Sri Lanka. And some people call Ceylon tea. The reason behind that is we used to be a British colony, so they used Ceylon. So when we got the independence, we changed the name to Sri Lanka. So if you find Sri Lanka pure Ceylon tea, that means it's coming from Sri Lanka.
And if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, do you have a website?
Yes, we have. It's www.basilatea.co.uk. So hopefully this brand will come to Irish market very soon, because I had a few important shops today and they came and approached me. Hopefully you will see this product in Ireland very soon.
How you doing? I'm James Neville from Nevpack. We produce packaging for the food industry in Ireland. We're pro-Irish manufacturing. We produce sandwich packaging, deli packaging, cake packaging, drink carriers, all in the kind of food arena.
As of today, you are doing nothing but coffee packaging.
Yeah, we do coffee carriers. We do 4-cup carriers, 2-cup carriers, and a new product called Handlet that carries 1 cup.
Explain that to me like I'm a 2-year-old, because this is an audio.
Okay, well, basically it's a little carrier that wraps around your cup. So what we find now is that people are using iPhones or carrying keys or handbags, and that they have to balance the cup. So instead of balancing the cup, they carry the cup, which makes it easier for them to walk the streets or to open a door out of a coffee shop. So
it's kind of like a little mini handbag with a cup of coffee hanging out of it.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Whose brainwave was this?
Alison Bateman from Handlet invented it. She's based in the UK, and basically she found that every time she went to a coffee shop or an ice cream parlor with her kids, she's 4 children, that she was struggling to carry the product out of the shop. So she invented it. It's available in plastic as a marketing tool or a cup carrier, and then as a disposable, it's available in cardboard.
If people wanted to find out more and take a look at this super duper coffee carrying type handbag, best way to put it, how do they find you?
They find us online at nevpack.ie or through their local distributor.
Hi, my name is Derek McDonald from Coffee Perfection.
Derek, the coffee stand says Marley Coffee. There is a little bit of Bob playing in the background.
Okay, I was asked would I be interested in handling the Marley brand for Ireland, for the 32 counties of Ireland, and we went through all the legal procedures and we've taken it on since last February, and we're launching it here today on the retail side and on the food service side. The story behind Marley is the famous Bob Marley, who was a wonderful magician. His son, Rowan, was an ex-American footballer, decided he wanted to put something back in Jamaica with his father coming up to his 70th birthday. And he bought the land that his father grew up on and turned it into a coffee farm, created a brand called Marley Blue Mountain Coffee. It became such a success, he decided to go back to Rastaland in Ethiopia and got involved with growers in Ethiopia and Papua New Guinea, where Rasta began. And they came together under the flagship of Marley Coffee Worldwide.
If people wanted to find out a little bit more about this, have you got a website they can go to?
Indeed. Marleycoffee.ie, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. It's updated at marleycoffee.ie.
Hi, I'm Mark Bates, working with Bluestone. We sell the Brita water filters and Severn electrical products.
In the space of 2.4 seconds, tell me what they are.
The range of like kettles, toasters, and coffee makers.
Severin. What makes yours a cut above the rest?
Quality product, reasonably priced. Very good offers on them today here.
If people wanted to find out more, is there a website they can go to?
Yes, www.bluestone.ie, and you can see the full range of products we do on the website.
Excellent stuff. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Jamie Simmons. From Dublin. From EA Simmons.
What do you do, Jamie?
We're the distributors for Keep Cup.
What's a Keep Cup?
It's a reusable coffee cup. So it's going up against the disposable, trying to rid the world of the disposable cup for good.
That sounds like a very nice ethos, Jamie.
It's an excellent ethos, yeah.
What makes your cup so damn good?
It's a coffee cup made by baristas for baristas, basically. So it's it fits under all the most barista machines. So it's made by coffee lovers. They're food grade plastic, and they're BPA free, obviously, so it goes without saying, dishwasher safe. They come in cool, loads of cool different funky colours. And then there's also now the new glass ones as well, which are the Keep Cup Brew, which have the limited edition cork band ones and then also silicon banded. And you can also design your own Keep Cup, get your own logo printed on it with silicon on silicon, so it's there for life. So, yeah, it's an excellent.
The question people want to know at home is, does it fit into my coffee cup holder in my Jeep, car, bicycle, trailer?
It absolutely will. It absolutely will, yeah.
And how much does one of these retail at?
You're looking there, for the standard Keep Cup, you're looking at about $11.99 for a 12-ounce, $10.99 for an 8-ounce, and about $12.99 for a 16-ounce. And then the glass ones, obviously, are slightly more expensive, so you're looking sort of €25 upwards.
Okay, if people want to find out more, how do they find out about you? Get in touch.
Well, yeah, you can log on to www.keepcup.com, or else you can look at Google EA Simmons, and you can see... you'll see our website there and you can get more details on us there. Cheers. No problem.
My name is Mate and I work for Joe's Coffee.
Joe's Coffee is based where?
Joe's Coffee is based in Dublin 1 in Arnott's, so within the shopping centre.
If I am to walk down O'Connell Street, Arnott's is on my right hand side with Westmoreland Street at my back. Where do I go from there?
We're actually on the other side of Arnott's, so we're on the Liffey Street side. And we are right beside the entrance. You'll have large windows there. You can't miss it.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm a lovely tea girl with Mrs. Doyle's Tea Company.
You said Mrs. Doyle's Tea Company. There is an answer to follow this one.
Well, she's the most famous tea lady, and we are the best tea on the island. So, of course, we're associated with her. So,
you've got the woolly hat on, you've got the apron on, you look all very housemaidy, like you should be on Father Ted. How's all that going?
It's all good, it's all good. I knit as well, so I've got that going. And I can make a really mean cup of tea.
Names aside, how is the tea?
It's awesome. Of course, Mrs. Doyle would not put her name to something that is substandard.
If people wanted to find out more about Mrs. Doyle's tea, how do they go about doing that?
All right, we have a website where we sell online called Mrs. Doyle's Tea Company. tea.ie, so you can buy on there. We also sell in Avoca and in the Kilkenny shops as well.